Hey, good morning. I got to spend the afternoon with Alabama yesterday.
Wow.
I'd forgotten how much. You know, those guys have been around forever. They came in the door in Nashville the first time I ever came in the door, around 1980, and our lives and their lives have been quite crazy since then. These guys, they did 30 minutes on the Opry last night, and as soon as they started the first notes in that harmony, it was great.
Oh.
And I'd forgot. I know you love them like I do. Tennessee,
yep.
River, mountain music. Think of all the great songs of Alabama over the years. They have the Friends album that's coming out August 27. It's people like Al Dean and Brian and Rascal Flatts and Kenny Chesney. Kenny Chesney was just a kid when he went to a stadium show to see Alabama Once Upon a Time in Knoxville. And he told Alabama, he said he saw them that night and said, that's what I want to do.
Cool.
And he did pretty good. The Civil Wars, this is a group that we don't play their music. I don't know their names, although I've interviewed them one time. They don't like each other, but they have the number one album in all of music today in the album charts. That's a strange story all the way around.
Uh-huh.
Florida Georgia Line is in the number one area for the last couple of weeks, but now they're number two. And Brett Eldridge, who had the girls just drooling over him last night at the Grand Ole Opry, has the number three album in country music. I'm telling you, that boy is just minutes away from breaking out. The girls love him. He's a kind of a big boy like Blake Shelton, and has all that hair like Blake Shelton, and he is, I think he's available. We got to check that out, though. Carrie Underwood does not want to do a perfume. I don't know why, but I think there are too many perfumes out there. But she's going to do nail polish. And so, in January, 14 new shades of nail polish will be out.
I know what now I'll get you for Christmas.
Well, I'll get this for you, too, and I'll get you to paint each one of your toes a different color, and you'll have four left over.
As long as...
Duck Dynasty. It airs tonight. They got more money, $200,000 an episode. And it's going to be split among... Remember, they don't need the money. It was a matter of principle that A&E was ripping them off.
Mm-hmm.
So they got the new money. They'll split it among the 20 cast members and 11 children that are involved with that show. I don't quite understand all that, but I know these people have integrity, and that's rare from people on television and kind of cool.